ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 28, Puranjana becomes a woman in the next life, text number 31. Eka ekasya
abhava
of them. Devajan.
Devajan.
O king.
O king.
Arbutam.
Arbutam.
10 million.
10 million.
Arbutam.
Arbutam.
10 million.
10 million.
Bhokshate.
Bhokshate.
Scroll.
Scroll.
Yak.
Yak.
Kus.
Kus.
Vamsadhari.
Vamsadhari.
By descendants.
By descendants.
Mahi.
Mahi.
The whole world.
Whole world.
Manu Antaram. Manu, Param, and afterward. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, he. My dear King Prachini Bhakishar, the sons of Malaya Dvaja gave birth to many thousands and thousands of sons, and all of these have been protecting the entire world up to the end of one Manu's lifespan and even after. Translation responsibly, please. My dear King Prachini Bharhishar.
My dear King Prachini Bharhishar.
The sons of Malaya Dvaja.
The sons of Malaya Dvaja.
Gave birth to many thousands and thousands of sons.
Gave birth to many thousands and thousands of sons.
And all of these have been protecting the entire world.
And all of these have been protecting the entire world.
Up to the end of one Manu's lifespan.
Up to the end of one Manu's lifespan.
And even afterward.
And even afterward.
Report by Srila Prabhupada. There are 14 Manus in one day of Brahma. A Manvantara, the lifespan of one Manu is given as 71 multiplied by 4,320,000 years. After one such Manu passes on, another Manu begins his lifespan. In this way, the life cycle of the universe is going on. As one Manu follows another, the cult of Krishna consciousness is being imparted as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 4.1. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Imam Vivasvate Yogam Proktavanam Avyayam Vivasvatman Vepraha Manu Ikshvagave Abravit. The Blessed Lord said, I instructed this imperishable science of yoga to the sun god Vivasvan. And Vivasvan instructed to Manu, the father of mankind. And Manu in turn instructed to Ikshvaku. Vivasvan, the sun god, imparted Bhagavad Gita to one Manu. And this Manu imparted to his son, who imparted it to another Manu. In this way, the propagation of Krishna consciousness is never stopped. No one should think that this Krishna conscious movement is a new movement. As confirmed by Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, it is a very, very old movement, for it has been passing down from one Manu to another. Among Vaishnavas, there may be some difference of opinion due to everyone's personal identity. But despite all personal differences, the cult of Krishna consciousness must go on. We can see that under the instructions of Srila Bhakti Vinoda Thakur, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj began preaching the Krishna conscious movement in an organized way within the past 100 years. The disciples of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj are all God brothers, and although there are some differences of opinion, and although we are not acting conjointly, every one of us is spreading this Krishna conscious movement according to his own capacity and producing many disciples to spread it all over the world. As far as we are concerned, we have already started the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and many thousands of Europeans and Americans have joined this movement. Indeed, it is spreading like wildfire. The cult of Krishna consciousness based on the 9 principles of devotional service, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam, will never be stopped. It will go on without distinction of caste, creed, color or country. No one can check it. The word Bhokshyate is very important in this verse. Just as a king gives protection to his citizens, these devotees following the principles of devotional service will give protection to all people of the world. The people of the world are very much harassed by so-called religious principled swamis and yogis and karmis and jnanis. But none of them can show the right way to become elevated to the spiritual platform. there are primarily four parties spreading devotional service all over the universe. These are Ramanuja Sampradaya, the Madhva Sampradaya, the Vishnu Swami Sampradaya, and the Nimbaraka Sampradaya. The Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya in particular comes from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All these devotees are spreading this Krishna conscious movement very widely and giving protection to innocent people who are being so much embarrassed by pseudo avatars, swamis, yogis, and others. So, in this section, we are reading how Puranjana has already become a woman. Because Puranjana was at the time of passing away, he was thinking about his wife and how she was looking after all these activities. As Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Yam Yam Vavishmaran Bhavam Tejatyante Kalevaram Tam Tam Evaiti Kaunteya Sada Tadbhava Bhavita. So, you, whatever state of mind, you quit this body, you attain to that state without fail. So, Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. So, to proof of that is also here, this Puranjana, he was meditating on his wife, and then he became a woman in the next life, and it is like a, it's not like a, even though he was performing so many austerities and other things, so Lord Krishna has given an opportunity for the Puranjana to take birth in a very pious and aristocratic family. So that's why he was born in the kingdom of Vidarbha. She was born, and after that she is marrying Malayadvaja. Malayadvaja was like another great devotee of the Lord. So this is like the story continues like this. So here in this particular verse, Srila Prabhupada translates, "My dear King Prachini Bhagisha, the sons of Malayadvaja gave birth to many thousands and thousands of sons, and all of this have been protecting the entire world up to the end of one Manu's lifespan and even afterwards." So this is like a universal management, how these things are happening. It is explained here. And Srila Prabhupada many places is explaining this. But in Bhagavad Gita it is mentioned Sagasra Yuga Paryantam. Lord Brahma is living 100 years, but each day of his life is like a Sahasra Yuga Paryantam. Sagasra Yuga Paryantam means Satyuga, Tretayuga, Dwaparayuga, Kaliyuga. This is called the one cycle. Like this, Sahasra Yuga, thousands of Yuga cycles becomes one day of Brahma. Like there are so many 30 days and so many 100 years. So he is living that long. And according to the calculation, there is one day of Brahma, there are 14 Manus appearing. 14 Manus are appearing in one day of Brahma. Like beginning from Swayambhuva Manu. So Srila Prabhupada explains it. Everything, see, this one good thing is that Srila Prabhupada goes into the greater detail to give the clear understanding how the universal management works. Then we can understand who we are. Like we are very Swayambhuva Manu, all the great personalities. Here we are sitting in one bedroom apartment, one small person here. We are thinking we are the center of the universe. And we are controlling the whole thing. So then if you understand that the magnitude of all these great personalities, all this Lord Brahma, before that Mahavishnu, before Lord Krishna, and then we understand where we are, then what is our insignificant position, even though Lord is very significant and he is attached to this, we are very insignificant, still Lord is very, very merciful to us. So that way it gives us an impetus that we don't have to give it up. We don't have to give it up at any point in time. We have to still, that's why Srila Prabhupada's special word is push on. We have to keep on pushing on, and then one day we will be successful. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada, this is, I'm reading another Srimad Bhagavatam is coming here. So there Srila Prabhupada explains, Sagasra Yuga Paryantam Agaryat Brahmano Viduhu Ratrim Yuga Sagasrantam Teho Ratro Vidojana. By human calculation, 1,000 ages taken together is the duration of Brahma's one day. And such also is the duration of his night. Brahma's one day consisting of 1,000 cycles of the four Yuga, Satya, Treta, Dwapara, Kali. In that way, there are 14 Manvantaras, and out of these Manvantaras, this Chakshusha Manvantara is the sixth. The various manos existing in one day of Lord Brahma are as follows: Swayambhuva, Swarocha, Uttama, Tamasa, Raivata, Chakshusha, Vaivasvata, Savarni, Daksha Savarni, Brahma Savarni, Dharma Savarni, Rudra Savarni, Deva Savarni, Indra Savarni. So like that. All these things are documented. It's not like something, it's not going to, it's like, it's, now we are in Vaivasvata Manu, Vaivasvata Manu. But now up to 14 Manu, whatever the Manus are going to appear, those things are also predicted. It's not that, okay, it's some speculation, somebody is going to become a president, somebody is going to become a prime minister. No, nothing like that. It's already, these are all the way, this is the way it is going to happen. So, and it is mentioned here, thus 14 Manus in one day of Brahma, in a year, there are 5040 Manus. Brahma has to live for 100 years. Consequently, the total of Manus appearing and disappearing during the life of Brahma is 504,000. This is the calculation for one universe, and there are innumerable universes. All these Manu come and go simply by the breathing process of Mahavishnu. So all these Manus, they just come and go, because they are like as Mahavishnu breathes in and the universes are coming and Brahmas are coming and the Mahavishnu breathes out, the universes are getting into this body of Mahavishnu. So this is the situation. So now in this sloka, Srila Prabhupada explains the Manu, the 14 Manu in one day of Brahma, and what is the purpose of Manu. Manu Prabhupada explains, is like they are like administering the activities. This is like Srila Prabhupada in the purport saying, Manvantara incarnation is chastising all the miscreants and also disseminates the transcendental glories of the Lord. This is the purpose of all the, starting from the Swayambhuva Manu up to now the Vaivasvata Manu, all the Manus who are going to come, they will be performing, and they are concerned about the well-being. Lord Krishna does not want the living entities to just stay in the material world for eons. He does not want. He wants the living entities come back to the spiritual world. But the living entity, out of his stubbornness, yeah, I want to stay here only. I want to enjoy separately from you. So Krishna has given the free will. And when he has given the free will, he has given all the facilities also. Nityo nityanam, chetanas chetananam, yego bhagunam, yo vidutatinam. Here he has given all the ingredients, whatever is needed to exist in this world happily, and also end up the world, come back to the spiritual world also. That facility is also given. It's not that, okay, you are in the material world comfortably. Yet after finishing this exercise here, this is the futile exercise of enjoying separately from Krishna. This is the futile exercise. Like we just, nobody can enjoy separately from Krishna, but still we are in the, yes, I want to separately. I want to separately enjoy. But, okay, so if you have a desire like that, Krishna is not going to, Krishna does not want to impose on you that, okay, you want to separately enjoy, but where is the enjoyment? Adi Atmik, Adi Bhautik, Adi Daivik, Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadi, all these things are, this is the characteristics of the material world. So all the Manvantara avatars, they come, they teach people and they try to guide them in the right direction. That is the purpose of all the Manvantaras. This is Manvantara is also another avatar actually. Like Lord Krishna has a Guna avatar, Leela avatar, and Sakti Avesh avatar. Also Manvantara is also avatar. They are the empowered personality. Manus are the empowered personality who can do the administration of the universe under the direction of the Supreme Lord. And their aim is how to bring the back the human form of life, how the citizens will utilize the human form of life for perfection. So that is the purpose. So Srila Prabhupada continues in this purport. The blessed Lord said, I instructed this imperishable science of yoga to the sun god Vivaswan. Vivaswan instructed to Manu, the father of mankind. The Manu in turn instructed to Ikshvaku. So this is the history of the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita that Krishna explains. This is the history of Bhagavad Gita. And this is also, and Lord Krishna says, Sa evayam mayatetya yoga prokta puratana. This is not something new. Sometimes some people say, oh, your Hare Krishna movement is only 50 years old. 50 years old, maybe in this particular fashion, in this particular form, what we see here, maybe only 50 years old. But this has been continuing for ages. from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even Lord Krishna, Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, what they were doing. They were also Krishna conscious. Not that, people should not think this is some upstart movement. It's not upstart movement. This movement has been there, eternally has been there. But in this particular form, this particular shape, it has been like this. So this is the way we have to understand. And Srila Prabhupada explains here very nicely, in this way, the propagation of Krishna consciousness is never stopped. No one should think this Krishna conscious movement is a new movement. As confirmed by Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, it is a very, very old movement. Puratam. Puratam. So, Lord Krishna selected Arjuna as a recipient of this knowledge and he says, Sa evayam mayatetya yoga prokta puratana bhakto sime saha sheti. You are a bhakta and you are a saha. That is why I have selected you to impart this knowledge. So, this is very important and it gives you understanding what should be our qualification to understand Bhagavad Gita, our qualification to understand Bhagavatam is bhakta and saha. This is the understanding. If you have a bhakta and if you are saka, then everything will make sense. And if you are abhakta, then we will start doubting. How it is possible? How this is possible? How it is working? How it will work? All these doubts will come. We are not saying doubt can come. But the only thing is, then we have to, when the doubts come, then we have to consult the scripture, consult the authority, sadhu, sastra, guru. So we have a... So, doubts will come. There is nothing like doubts will not come. Okay, when we read, because we are accustomed to this, the whole study or the whole education process is geared in such a way, you doubt everything. You go and doubt everything. Yeah, doubting. But this process of doubting will not help in spiritual life, because this process is like a descending process. It's not an ascending process. Ascending process can be helpful to some degree. You can analyze this. But how much more you can analyze? Your apparatus is defective. The senses are defective. Eyes are defective. We can't do much analysis. So instead, we depend on the perfect source of the knowledge and we get the knowledge. Then the knowledge is very, very effective. So here, Srila Prabhupada says here, this is like a very old. Because people sometimes they just, yours is very, very, very new one. Ours is not new, ours is very old. Srila Prabhupada always, many interviews, our process, we are not making anything new. Whatever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did, whatever Lord Krishna has given, we are just repeating. Our process is like Srila Prabhupada took a humble position, ours is like a peon. PM in the office, just like we deliver the letter from there to here. From there to here, we deliver the letter. Our business is just delivering the letter, not to go inside and change something or correct something, add something, subtract something. That is not our business.
Messenger
or PM. So that is our business. As long as we stick to that business of presenting whatever Krishna said, then we will be successful. So Srila Prabhupada talks about here, this is a very more. Elaborately he is explaining, among Vaishnavas there may be some difference of opinion due to everyone's personal identity, but despite all personal differences the cult of Krishna consciousness must go on. This is a very profound statement. Everybody has to meditate on this, because there will be difference of opinions will be there, because we are individuals. Individual means there is a individuality. Somebody may say this way, somebody may that way, but that doesn't mean that their whole aim, the common denominator is the same. Serving Krishna, pleasing Guru, that is the bottom line. It is not that I have a difference of opinion and you have a difference of opinion, so that means we have to start fighting with each other. No, I have a difference of opinion. Yes, that should be there. Because everybody is an individual, everybody has a particular way of serving Krishna, in a particular way, in a particular mood, particular paraphernalia, that's not a problem. But only thing is, we have to coexist. We have to coexist and we have to cooperate. This is Srila Prabhupada's main thing. He was always saying, the love you show for me is by which you cooperate. That is the bottom line. I have my own way of doing things. Yes, but you may have your own way of doing things. But we are living in an organization under Nambarla, Prabhupada's house. How we live here comfortably and execute our duty. Because in the whole fight, what happens is we forget our main aim. Main aim is become a pure devotee of the Lord, going back home, back to Godhead, instead of fighting with each other, infighting. That is very dangerous. That is what Srila Prabhupada is warning about here. He says here, The personal differences may be there, but the cult of Krishna consciousness must go on. Because otherwise what will happen in the whole, the name of fighting, we will not do our preaching, or we will not do our sadhana, we will not do all, the only fighting we have. So this is going to be detrimental. So Srila Prabhupada continues here, under the instruction of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj began preaching the Krishna conscious movement in an organized way within the past 100 years. Nobody can deny that, because yes, Krishna consciousness was there, but under Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, and also Srila Prabhupada and Srila Prabhupada's empowered followers, so it is growing actually. And it is not understatement, it is going like a wildfire. It is going like, because who would have imagined in a country like Russia or somewhere like where the Krishna consciousness will grow? Because nobody would have imagined that. Nobody would have imagined that this will happen. But it is happening. Why it is happening? Because it is the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order? Prithivite yachi naharadigram sarvatra pracharaya hore morana. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu already predicted. It's not that, okay, it's like the holy name will spread all over the universe. But what is the question? Whether do you want to be part of it? That is the only question. The question is, what is your contribution towards that? It will spread. If you don't think that if you are not going to spread, this will go stagnate and then nothing will happen to that. It will happen. Krishna will make arrangement. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will make arrangement. But he wants to give the glory to you. He won't give the credit to you, whether what you want to contribute. If you want to contribute, then you take the glory. That is why Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Nimitta Matram Bhava Sabhya Sachi. Nimitta Matram, Arjuna, you just become an instrument in the hands. You just become an instrument. You become an instrument, automatically you give the credit. From my point of view, I have already killed Bhishma, Drona, they are all finished actually. My point of view, they are all finished already. But you pick up the iron, bow and arrow, you shoot, and then it's going to happen for you. So the same way, like Krishna, Srila Prabhupada, all these Vaishnavas have given the opportunity. Yeah, we can do that. People make big enterprises. So many entrepreneurs, they come, they make a big business, big enterprises they make. But what is the big deal? They make enterprise, and then after that, the enterprise only goes away. After a few years or maybe a few decades, it goes away. But this, whatever we do in the Krishna consciousness, it has a permanent effect, it has a permanent benefit. Nobody can take it from us. This is like a Neha Vikrama Nasosti Pratyavayana Vidyate Swalpam Abhyasya Dharmasya. Even little bit of advancement in Krishna consciousness can protect one from the greatest danger. Because this is like so that is why it is very important, very, very important for all of us. And that Srila Prabhupada says here, under the direction of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, even it's all coming from Nityananda Prabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how they used to go and preach every house. Krishna, Bolo Krishna, Karo Krishna, Bolo Krishna, Bhaja Krishna, Kora Krishna Sita. This is a teaching. This is a teaching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is what is happening now, even in the form of home program or a temple program or a Bhakti Dariksha program. What is happening? Same thing. So that way, they are the pioneers. Already Chaitanya Prabhu's action is there. Already Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction is there. So if anybody puts that as, okay, this is my contribution or my service to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, my service to Prabhupada, then it has to become success, automatically become success. Why? Because you have taken some trouble, you have taken some energy. Yes, I want to do this as a service, as my gratitude, as my service to Prabhupada. So then it is bound to become successful. Not, there is no question of whether it will become successful or it will not become successful. You don't have to think that way. Because it has the mercy of Krishna, mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that, Prithivite yacha ate naharadigram sarvatra prachara hoyo morana. This is what interesting, but the same teaching, when it was mentioned, some of the godbrothers, Srila Prabhupada, they are thinking, oh, maybe it is Bengal, maybe it may be little bit more of India, more of this. That's what they were thinking. But Srila Prabhupada's vision was completely different. He was thinking, Prithivite yacha naharadigram. So that meant every place actually. Not only no, he didn't discriminate, this one cannot have, this one can have, because this is, how can we judge? We can't judge. So, that is why Srila Prabhupada's glory for us is mentioned here. The disciples of Srila Bhakti Siddhartha Saraswati Goswami Maharaj and all God brothers, although there are some differences of opinion. So, Srila Prabhupada is very, very simple, honest. He's saying, yes, we are not worrying under the car. Yeah, there may be some difference of opinion there, but everybody is doing their bit of service to Krishna. That Srila Prabhupada never underestimated. Yes, everybody is doing. He is doing. That Mata is doing. This Mata is doing. But he did. Srila Prabhupada asked, I'm going, I'm here, I'm getting some friends, I'm going to start something, please cooperate. Cooperation. That's why Srila Prabhupada started. Yes, you are not going to cooperate. Okay, let me start this. Many times, if you see Srila Prabhupada's early days, when Srila Prabhupada wrote to many of his godbrothers, yes, let us cooperate, let us try to do something as our Guru Maharaj's wish. Did everything. But for various reasons, some people cooperated, some people did cooperate, some people had a very high regards for them, but they could not cooperate. So many things happened, and that's a Prabhupada continued. And also, up to the last minute, also, Srila Prabhupada had great respect for all of them. They are my godbrothers. So, it's always said Srila Prabhupada that they are my godbrothers. We may have difference of opinion, that's alright, but doesn't mean that they are not devotees. They are all having some, they are different ways of propagating Krishna consciousness, different understanding or different ways of presenting Krishna consciousness. That's alright, perfectly alright. Because we have, not everything will be like a stereotype, it should be like this only. No, it can be like this, it can be like that. So, but problem is what we have to do, yena kena prakarena mana Krishna dimesari. Whatever may be your method, whatever may be your preaching method or whatever thing, it has to, how to remember Krishna. How to get the mercy of Krishna to the living entity. That should be the purpose. If as long as that is the purpose, then we get full blessings of Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Srila Prabhupada continues here, it will go on without distinction of caste, creed, color or country. This is a good example. We see. This is like a real United Nations. Real United Nations is like a ISKCON, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. We have people from all over the place. And on a material plane, these people will never cooperate. In a material sense, we're like, if these people, the German, American, Australian, Antarctic, everybody, these fellows will never cooperate on a material platform. But how they are cooperating? Because the common denominator, common binding force is Krishna. That is why they are able to cooperate. Because then all the differences, okay, whether whoever it may be, their differences are completely immediate. So that is why, and Srila Prabhupada says, nobody can stop it, nobody can check it actually. We have seen, practically also, we have seen how so many places, initially impediments were there, initially some kind of restriction, some kind of sanctions, all these things were there. But when they see the genuinity, what is the genuine work being done by the devotees, then automatically they become very favorable. We see so much that even in our own place, the councils and all the legislators, they are also become favorable. Okay, they may have some ulterior motive, all this, that don't worry about it. But main thing, at least they are coming to Krishna. They are having darshan of the Lord. They are doing whatever their influence they have, they try to come and do something for Krishna. That is going to be their benefit actually. That will not be taken away from them. And Srila Prabhupada says here, the word bhokshyate is very important in this verse. Just as a king gives protection to his citizens, these devotees following the principles of devotional service will give protection to all people of the world. So this is Srila Prabhupada refers to not only the devotees who have come in the past, the devotees who are going to come in the future also. That is what happened. Now, all the great acharyas came, and now then all other empowered personalities are there. They also help me. Their aim is how to give this knowledge to others so that they can be benefited and they don't have to go through this cycle of birth and death. The sages of Naimisharanya and all the sages, they are worried actually. How people will make advancement in the age of Kali? That is our worry actually. Because they say, here also in the government, they make different plans for the betterment of the citizen. But end of the day, the citizens don't get that much betterment actually. So like it is not happening that much. But the sages, they are really worried about the betterment of the life. What are they going to do? Kali Yuga, how they will remember? Otherwise, they will take birth again and again into the material world. This is a big worry actually. If you have to keep on taking birth in the material world again and again without fulfilling your mission in the life and going back home back to God, and that is a failure. That's a failure in life actually. So we don't want to do that. That's why the sages are, you know, they are always scratching their brain how to give something for the Kali Yuga citizens so that they can also make advancement. Then they came to the conclusion, Kale Doshan Ide Rajan Asti Ki Eka Mahagunaha Ketanat Eva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Paramprate. So this is going to help them. Kale Doshan Ide Rajan. This Kali Yuga is a ocean of faults. Not one or two, many dosha. More of dosha than any good. All dosha. Here dosha, there dosha, that problem, this problem. But what is still one good quality is Kirtanat Eva Krishnasya. By just chanting the holy name of the Lord, then Mukta Sangha Paramprate, you completely go beyond the liberation, get Krishna Bhakti. What is more meaningful is that is what the purpose of the whole life actually. The whole purpose of life is to get out of Krishna Bhakti, Prema Bhakti. That is awarded if you chant the holy names of Krishna. So that is why the sages have given all these instructions for us actually. And Srila Prabhupada says here, this harassed by so-called religious principled swamis and yogis and karmis and jnanis, but none of them can show the right way to become elevated to the spiritual platform. This is a problem because there are so many societies, so many things. Again, I'm not here to condemn, but they are trying something, but they have a little bit of ulterior motive. So that is why whatever we present, we should not have an ulterior motive. Oh, this person, I am presenting this so I can take something away from him. If that is there, then this not, bhakti is not going to work. Something else will work. The bhakti will not work. So that is why we have to be very careful even in our presentation. I want to give this best process of Krishna consciousness. And I don't want, should not have anything expectation in return. Even bhakti definition is anya abhilashita sunyam. Not expecting anything in return. What can I get from Krishna? Or what can I get it out of this person if we become a devotee? No, we don't want any expectation. If you have expectation, then it becomes business. It's no bhakti. So that is why here it is mentioned there are so many people misleading. Some other avatars are coming, some other swamis are coming, thinking that I am going to give this. They read sometimes in the internet, in the newspaper, so many people are coming and then they take their money and then run away. And then run away and then what is the, then people get frustrated actually. Because, see, this is the thing. If somebody gets frustrated, somebody gets cheated once, then they don't want to go near that spiritual, oh, your spiritual life, no, I don't want it. I already seen one Swami, already seen one Guru, he is a cheater, he cheated me, I don't want to. Yeah, this is like a very, people get once bitten, twice shy, this is something like that. Once you get cheated, then you don't want to go near the person only, and near any spiritual, no, I don't want any spiritual life. Why? Because I have been cheated. So that thing should not happen. That is why we have a very responsible position. As a devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then we have this great privilege or great opportunity to present this process as it is, Prabhupada calls it as it is, without any motivation, without any interruption, then the person will be attracted to Krishna. Then the whole process will work. If we have some other inferior or some other adulterated motive, then it becomes difficult. Then the process will not going to work as expected. Something, it will produce some other result, but it won't produce the pure bhakti, Krishna bhakti it may not produce. So, Srila Prabhupada says here, there are primarily four parties spreading devotional service all over the universe. They are Ramanuja Sampradaya, the Madhva Sampradaya, the Vishnu Swami Sampradaya, and the Nimbaraka Sampradaya. There are four Vaishnava, bona fide Vaishnava Sampradaya. These four bona fide Vaishnava Sampradaya, one coming from Lakshmi Devi, and one come from Lord Shiva, one come from Lord Brahma, and then one come from four Kumaras. That's the Sampradaya. Four Sampradaya. They are the, even though there are four Sampradayas are there, the bottom line of all the Sampradayas is how to please Lord Hari. That is the whole thing. It's not that, okay, this Sampradaya, you say, if it is a Rudra Sampradaya, Rudra Sampradaya also, it is a, what is the purpose of Rudra Sampradaya? Rudra preaches the pure bhakti to Krishna. And Ramanuja Sampradaya, Lakshmi Sampradaya, and also Nimbaraka Sampradaya, and also Sant Kumar also there is some. So this is like a bona fide Sampradaya. This is the thing. This is bona fide Sampradaya means their aim is how to elevate people from this level of the material consciousness raise them up to their spiritual consciousness, and how to be, make them as pure devotees of the Lord. That is the only purpose of it. There is no other purpose. This is says, and Srimad Bhagavatam it says, this is like a samsiddhi hari toshanam. Samsiddhi, because Lord Hari has to be pleased. That is the bottom line, common denominator of all the sampradaya, all the process, all the procedures is Lord Hari has to be pleased. Lord Hari has to be pleased means you can please Lord Hari as a brahmachari, and you can please Lord Hari as a grahastha, as a vanaprastha, as a sannyasi, whatever may be. But if you don't please Lord Hari, then all other things are only externals. It's not going to be helpful. And Srila Prabhupada concludes this purport. The Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya in particular comes from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All these devotees are spreading this Krishna conscious movement very widely and giving protection to innocent people who are being so much embarrassed by the pseudo avatars, swamis, yogis and others. So this is the Prabhupada always was vehement. Because if you just say like okay, you are a materialistic person, that is one thing, but claiming that I am an avatar, I am a god, I am an incarnation, that is a big dangerous thing. See, I have my difficulty, I have my desires, I have a materialistic thing, okay, that's alright. But over and above that, you are saying, I am God, I am this, I am that, that is more dangerous. That is what we find lot of people, I am like a leader here, and no, that is not required. Instead, that is why our position, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given, Gopi Bhattu Parakamalaya Dhasa Dhasanu Dhasanu Dhasanu. That position has to be. Not that I don't want to be this, I don't want to be that master or this master. I want to be a servant and servant and servant of Krishna. So then if you take that position and try to give this knowledge, then it is successful. We can see Srila Prabhupada's case. Srila Prabhupada completely gave, only he had so much like very very small quantity, like 40-50 rupees in hand, and a trunk load of Bhagavatam. He went to America and he started this wonderful movement. How it is possible? Because his dependence on his Guru Maharaj's mercy and the words of Krishna Chaitanya. It will go, means it will go. He had so much faith. He didn't think that okay, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said only in West Bengal it will spread or East Bengal it will spread. No, it will go everywhere, it will go. So let me give it a try. So that's what we have to do also. Let us give it a try. And whether it is successful or not successful, that is up to Krishna. Why? Let him worry about success or failure. Let us do Krishna. You have said this, I will come doing that. Whether you make it success, make it failure, it is up to you. But that's what Srila Prabhupada's mood. Srila Prabhupada, when he arrived at America, I don't know, to left or right, to go left or go right, I don't know. You have brought me here, you have some purpose here, and I thought, so you make me dance, whatever way you dance, make me dance, I will dance. So if you have put yourself in that position, then Krishna cannot do anything else. Oh, you are that much surrendered, then I have to make it successful. Krishna makes it successful. That's why Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada's whole life is they exemplifies this principle. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Yayidam paramam guhyam mad bhaktesha abhidasyati bhaktim mayi param krutva mame vaishyati asamshaya. The person who tries to distribute this knowledge to others, that person becomes very, very dear to Krishna. Very dear. Yeah, Krishna wants this and you do the Krishna work actually. You do the work on behalf of Krishna. That means Krishna is very pleased. For example, you want to do something and somebody is doing the work for you, then you become very, very favored. Oh, you are doing that work for me. Same with Krishna also. Oh, I am trying to bring all the fellows in the material world back to the spiritual world and you are trying to help me. That's it. He is giving all the blessings, all the understanding. Everything falls in place. So that is Krishna. So that is why. So when we take little bit of effort, when we are hale and healthy, we take little bit of this thing and we do some effort, we put and the results are so much. Krishna is saying, you become very, very dear to me. If somebody becomes dear to Krishna, what is there to lament actually? That means his whole life is successful. So that is why it is here the Malayadvaja, King Malayadvaja's sons, they are all like, they are the descendants of the Malayadvaja. Malayadvaja himself is a great devotee of the Lord and his sons also, they are also becoming a pure devotee of the Lord. Pure devotee of the Lord, and he ensures that other people also given this benefit of Krishna consciousness. That is the, see, that you want, I want to give something very valuable to my family, very good to the other person. What is the best thing you can give? You can can give them money, you can give them land, estate, everything you can give. But those things can be taken away. But if you give them the knowledge of Krishna consciousness, then that is going to help them. That is going to stay with them. And that they can distribute. And then when you get the benefit, they get the benefit, everybody get the benefit. So that is the secret. So that way, if we can do that, then we can also do ourselves a favor of getting the full blessings of Krishna. Stop here. The questions are coming. Yes, Prabhu?
So, you spoke about the 14 mandalas.
Yes.
Which made the 12-hour period of Lord Brahma's death.
Yes.
So is his night. And during that period, there was a partial and complete devastation. My question is, when is the partial and when is the complete devastation?
Yeah. So, it's a very technical, when is the partial dissolution and where is the complete dissolution? Because Srimad Bhagavatam explains there are the day of Brahma, when the day finishes, Brahma also goes into the sleep. So there is some kind of annihilation, that destruction happens. But not all the universal thing, because there is a Bhur Loka, Bhuvan Loka, Suvar Loka, Makar Loka, Tapa Loka, all these lokas, they are not disturbed actually, not all the time. So there are some slokas, like they get disturbed, and some of them, like they stay. And there is a complete universal thing, like when all the Lord Brahma dies, so that is the time where everything is again annihilated. Yes. Yeah. There is a complete devastation. There is a partial devastation. There is a, and some lokas get affected. Some lokas are immune to that devastation. And the end of the thing, even Lord Brahma finishes, that means the whole universe finishes. So that means everything is devastated. Yeah. So there is, but more details are there. Like I'm just paraphrasing. But there is how each and every time, what happens in each and every universe, those things are Srimad Bhagavatam and other Puranas mentioned.
Is the earth affected during the partial devastation?
Sir?
Is the earth devastated by the partial
Which is, sir? I didn't get
it. Is the earth affected by the partial devastation?
I have to check. I didn't read that. It's very technical, but you can still, you can find some information in Srimad Bhagavatam about that also. But that is one thing. See, whatever we need is already given Srimad Bhagavatam in the form of essential things. Maybe if something is like another needed, there are other acharyas are there in our movement where we can take guidance. Like all the Mahabhanuswami Maharaj, like Maharaj is coming, like Prabhu send out a message. So when we have this type of more technical questions, you know, like they have studied in and out, they have done all the research, so they will be able to give a bit more enlightenment on that also. Yes, sir.
Just one comment. And you said the most important thing is to please Krishna.
Yes.
And if we are not pleasing Krishna, then our
Samaya Vahi Kevalam. That's why Srimad Bhagavatam says, Dharma Swanasnita Pumsa Vishvakshena Gatasya Na Utpadayate Yati Ratim Samaya Vahi. Because it becomes a useless labor because it has not fulfilled the mission of life. Shrama, because I may be big with this thing, but my activity, I have not developed even a iota of love towards Krishna, a little bit of devotion for Krishna, then what am I doing in the whole life actually? So then, that's why it seems very rude and very rough. You say all your life activities are like a shrama, that person will become very upset. I've been doing 20 years, 30 years, 40, 50 years I've been doing. You mean to say my... Yeah, but I'm not saying, Bhagavatam says, because you have to take birth again. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani, jatareshayanam. That's it. Again, you go and back to the womb of the mother and continue the cycle. Is that something very successful? No. That's what we have to think about. Yes.
We saw, as you said, we have so much difficulty. Even our Karna Prabhu have to go to jail.
Yes, but for Krishna. For Krishna. Yeah. For Krishna. Because he went to jail, he stayed in the jail because the council had this thing. But the thing is, end of the day, it became all successful. Because that is why impediments will be there. Prahlad Maharaj didn't have any difficulty, or Dhruva Maharaj didn't have any difficulty, Srila Prabhupada didn't have any difficulty, all difficulties only. Beginning to, you have to say, Prabhupada, typewriter got stolen, somebody took away this, somebody took away the manuscript, all these things. But see, whole life is full of difficulty. But the beauty is, in spite of difficulty, he didn't give up anything. Pure determination. That's it. That is what we have to do. Somehow difficulties will come. Whether you are a devotee or not devotee, difficulties will come. But if you are a devotee, then we have the support of Krishna. If you are not devotee, what is the support? There is no support. There is no support, no backing, nothing. But for a devotee, is protected by Krishna. Krishna is Kaunteya Prati Janehi Name Bhakta Pranashati. Krishna is protecting. So what is there to fear? Let me push on my thing. And then Krishna wants to make me successful, let him make successful. If Krishna wants me to fail, actually Krishna wants that to happen, let it happen. No problem. So that way we don't have to worry about that.
Even we see yesterday that Narendra Modi is doing so much. He is giving Bhagavad Gita to the whole world.
True.
And he is influencing so many people.
Correct. So that's it.
See, Donald Trump is like yesterday Agra. He was in Agra and he made so many things. Why? Because he wants to rule for another 4 years. Yeah. And that done. So he wants to be more famous. But Narendra Modi's job is to
See, that is why like our duty as a Krishna conscious person is like how to give the benefit of Krishna in terms of prasadam, in terms of Bhagavad Gita, in terms of music or in terms of anything, garland. Because we want to give the benefit of Krishna conscious to anyone and everyone. Just doesn't matter whoever it may be. We want to give the benefit and it's up to the person, individual, whether he wants to take it up further and want to nourish that thing, that is up to the individual. But we have to keep on giving our Krishna Kanshi Association or Krishna's mercy in whatever form or shape we have to give. Some people may take this, some people may take the other one.
If you don't hear coronavirus, you come and take us.
That's it. Finally, that will be finished now. So
finally, coronavirus.
Krishna says, Mrityu Sarva Haraskam. So if you don't want to take me in this so be a form, then you have to face me in the death. And then at that time you can't say that, oh Krishna, I'm not going to accept that. It will take you. So that is the problem
actually. Who should be this violence? They are waiting vaccine, but it will take months.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Jantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.